The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Paula, you're on the air on Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi. Okay, it's my daughter and I are estranged for like almost a year. She got married June 2nd last year. Within 2 months, she met another guy and started seeing him.
Yikes. How old is your daughter?
She's 27 right now.
Okay, so she got married and was dating somebody 2 months after the wedding?
Yeah, and she's living, of course, they're living together. It's husband and wife. And I started getting into it, but she wanted me to babysit. I said, Ovid, I don't want to get into this.
All right. So wait a minute. So your daughter has a child?
Two of them. I have two grandchildren, a 10-year-old and a 5-year-old.
And not by the guy she married?
No. She was married once before.
So are the 10-year-old and the 5-year-old from the same father?
No, not to the guy that she married. She was married before.
No, but I said are the 10-year-old and the 5-year-old from the same father?
Oh, okay, I gotcha. Sorry, yes.
Okay, so she's 27. She was married at like 16 or 17?
No, she was married like when... I think it was 21. They didn't
so she was
right.
All right. So they lived together. They had two children together. Is this the guy she married last June?
No.
Okay. So how many times has your daughter been married?
Two times.
Okay. And so she's now. So how long had she been divorced when she met husband number two?
She wasn't. She kind of went from husband number one to.
Okay. Are you and her father together?
Pardon, say that again?
Are you and your daughter's father together?
Nope.
How many times have you been married?
Once.
Okay. And how long have you been divorced? Are you divorced?
Yes.
How long have you been divorced?
Oh, geez, over 10 or so years.
Okay. Do you have other children other than the daughter?
Yes. I have a son, two sons.
Okay. And they're how old?
28. Right. I'm screwing this up because I'm nervous. Ovid's 28. The other one's 26. And then 21 in a short month, in a month.
So you have three sons and a daughter?
Two sons and a daughter.
Well, 28. So your daughter, you have a son who's 28. You said 26 and 21.
Ovid's the oldest, 28. And then the other one is 26, and the youngest one is 21.
All right. Is that the same as your 27-year-old daughter?
No, Ovid is my daughter. That's a girl's name.
Okay. So that's the 28-year-old. The 27-year-old is really 28. You said your daughter was 27.
Yeah, 28.
She's really not, she's 28.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, I'm just trying to get this straightened out. All right,
okay.
So your daughter has been married twice. She was not divorced when she met from the first guy. When she met the second guy, she met a third guy when she was still married to the second guy.
Yeah.
All right. So the question is what?
What's happened now is because I couldn't stand by her, and her husband came to me and talked to me, and she called me up after. Well, you know, your mom said this to me, whatever. You know, I couldn't stand by her. It was just, that was too. Anyway, she won't talk to me. I can't come
when
over there.
When you say didn't stand by her, what does that mean?
I betrayed her.
What did you do?
I talked to her husband. And when he asked me questions, I answered him. I couldn't lie to him.
Like what? Well, Holly, you should have stayed out of it. Don't paint yourself as fabulous in this. You should have stayed out of it. What questions did he ask that you answered?
Like when I babysit, if he came back with her, you know, because
Holly, you should have stayed out of this. This was really stupid on your part.
I didn't want to be in it.
No, but you should have, Holly, when he came to you and was asking questions, what you should have said is, look, this is my daughter. I'm not crazy about her behavior, but I'm not going to carry secrets. I don't want to know your secrets. I don't want to know her secrets. That was just stupid on your part.
Oh, I know, because I told her that in the beginning, and when I babysat the kids.
Yeah, but you blabbed.
Yeah.
You blabbed. This is your problem. What's the question to me?
I she won't let me, she won't talk to me, she won't let me see my grandchildren. The only way I get to see them is when the father has them, and he lives in my town.
Well, Holly, you got yourself caught in a squeeze, and she feels that you took his side over yours, or over hers. What's the question to me?
How do I rectify this? I miss my daughter. I want to go see my grandchildren.
Well, no, first of all, you can't do that. That's a tactical mistake. If she thinks the only reason you're getting back in touch with her is to get in touch with the kids, you lose. What you have to do is say, you know what? I was a horse's patootie. I don't approve of your behavior, but I should have kept my big mouth shut, and I apologize to you, and it'll take as long as it takes for me to earn your trust back. Because that's what you can't mention her, the kids. You have to say, look, I'll take you out for lunch, whatever. And you have to keep your mouth, your opinions to yourself, or you can be judgmental. But if you're going to be judgmental, she's not going to do business with you, number one. And if you're judgmental and talk to other people about it, she's going to avoid you like the plague. And you would do the same thing in her shoes.
Okay.
So I think you're going to have to major apology, make it clear to her that you really made a major mistake, that you should have kept your big mouth shut, and that you regret it, and that it won't happen again, and that you want her to give you an opportunity to prove that you can be much more discreet than you were, and then just keep, you know, being charming and loving, and don't talk about the grandkids. Because if she figures that the only reason you're being nice to her is to see the grandkids, you'll lose.
No, I love her too. I miss her to pieces.
Tell her that.
Okay.
All right, but you're going to have to do the major eating of crow first. Okay?
Okay.
You made a mistake. It's not the end of the world, but if the roles were reversed, if during the divorce with from her father, that you would have talked with her, you know, with somebody else and blabbed about something about him, I mean, if somebody had done that to you, you'd feel exactly the same way she felt.
Yeah.
So
the one thing, though, like, she got sick a couple times and she was in the hospital, and we hugged and we kissed and said it was over with, and she missed me and I miss her, and then all of a sudden she gets well again and she's back doing
well,
the same thing.
Yeah, but you can understand that. I mean, when we're sick and needy, we mom. When we're not so needy, it's mom. So
yeah.
I mean, you still owe her.
Yeah.
All right. So continue to do that, and just work away, chip away at it, and be loving, and apologize, and stay away from your son-in-law right now. In terms of, I mean, I mean, it's okay. See, if you kept your mouth shut, you probably could have somehow, on a kind of under the radar, kept both of them in your life. But once you blabbed, she views you legitimately as having, you know, as having blabbed on her, which you did.
Yeah.
So now you learn. So you can say, yep, it was really stupid, and I need to keep my opinions to myself, and I promise to do that from now on. And don't talk to other family members about it. Don't talk to anybody and get back to her on it, because it will, and you'll just be right back in the soup again.
Yep.
Okay?
Keep my mouth shut.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, when in doubt, don't. Okay?
Okay. You know what? I have one more question.
Okay.
Okay. My middle son, I gave him up for adoption. And I'm back with him, like, now 9 years. But he lives in Breckenridge, and I was just there last weekend to see him. And he still informed me that I am not his mom. I'm his friend. But, yeah, he wanted to borrow money from me. I paid for this. I paid for that.
Well, you don't have to loan him money, but he's the only one who can sort of imbue you with motherhood. You gave him up, so he figures you got no rights. And he's angry about that, especially since you kept his brother and his sister. And, again, Holly, put yourself in his shoes. You'd feel exactly the same way. You certainly, I wouldn't do checkbook parenting. I wouldn't give him money, but because that'll just make you feel used. But he basically has somebody who treated him as a child, who adopted him, and you can be his friend, but friends don't necessarily have to loan friends money either.
Okay. So right. Should I accept that I'm Holly to him?
Yep.
Oh, I shouldn't say my name.
Well, you already did.
No, okay.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's up to him. That the only person who can imbue you with motherhood at this stage in your life is him. So, and he may, I mean, clearly you're his mom. He just is furious with you, and somebody else is the one who held his head when he was sick and sort of went to his baseball games and was there when he graduated from high school. Not to mention that there really are biological kids who call their parents by their first name as well. So, but given, I mean, basically what he feels is that you abdicated that role, and that either you can earn it back or you cannot earn it back. But either way, presumably you want him in your life in whatever way you can. And if he's and being, look, they're biological parents who decide that they want to be friends rather than parents. So stick with him, but he gets more of a veto power. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, and then I know there may be those among you who want to ban the internet, but let's not get completely carried away here. All right, so the deal is, as we covered the story last week, that the French are banning underweight models. They're basically saying that tens of thousands of French women are anorexic and that this is adding to the plague and the epidemic, and therefore, and if they have people whose body fat ratio is not a certain level, that they're going to be fined and they're going to be banned and whatever. So I thought, well, that's kind of interesting notion. I'm not sure that really makes a huge amount of sense for the government to be involved in this, but I mean, I'm sure something that Bloomberg would approve of. Give those girls a soda. So we thought we'd ask the question on Facebook, what behavior do you think should be banned and why?
Well, first comment comes from Don, and he says, how do you ban a behavior?
Well, you have. I mean, you can. You ban a behavior. You're not allowed to spit on the sidewalk. That's banning a behavior. You have to stop. You're not allowed to go through red lights. That's banning a behavior. You're not allowed to shoot a gun in. You're not allowed to yell fire in a crowded theater. I mean, there are all sorts of behaviors that are banned. You're not allowed to watch kiddie porn at work. You're not. It's not particularly difficult to ban. There are lots of behaviors that are banned.
Marquita says playing music from phones outside of your car or home.
How about not keeping your children under some kind of control in public places? Okay, keep going. Bah humbug. Okay, but I mean, I'm the first question about how do you ban behavior? I mean, there's all sorts of behavior that's banned. I guess he's thinking about banning books, but there's behavior that, I mean, any law that bans, that is against behavior is banning a behavior, whether it's trade with Cuba or going to Cuba. We could probably think of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of behavior. You're not allowed to put pictures of your ex up as revenge porn on Facebook. There are all sorts of behaviors that are banned.
Ella says loud music coming from cars. I think that it's already. And she says, "Oh, I think that it's already banned. So how do you stop it? And for goodness sakes, tell the guys to pull up their pants."
Well, as I said, the cops love it because they can't run.
Yeah. Which segues into the next comment from Francis, who just simply says, pants on the ground.
Hands on the ground?
Pants on the ground.
Oh, pants on the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Corinne says, binging and purging. I would like to ban myself from this. If you have any suggestions, I would be grateful. I was anorexic. Now I weigh more than I ever have. I'm 5'3" and weigh 110 pounds.
Kiddo, you should call me. It's not really an email question, but we need to talk let me just give you my take about eating disorders. That I think it's a symbolic acting out of the fact that you feel so fragile, that you feel that your ego is so fragile that you can be influenced by anybody or anything. And therefore, the taking in of food and getting it out of your body immediately is a symbolic saying that I could be so influenced by it in this particular case, feeling like you're gonna blow up, that you're not going to be able to stop. But it is, I think it is a metaphor for feeling that I don't exist, that if I don't make an unreasonable, unrealistic, even unhealthy stand at some point, that I'll cease to exist. It's a very, if you only look at the eating behavior, you're going to be lost, because I think it has that, it's like looking at sugar when you're talking about diabetes. It's missing the point. That you're looking in the wrong direction, that the sugar is just the marker, that the anorexia is just the marker for feeling that I don't exist, that I'm myself is so fragile and so porous and so permeable that anybody can make me into anything, that I have no sense of self, and therefore the way of demonstrating that and fighting against it on some level in a very unhealthy, inappropriate way is to take in food and then get rid of it immediately so it has no ability to affect who I am. And, of course, it's incredibly dangerous. Okay, keep going. But I wish you'd call me about it. It's not really a Facebook question. Okay, let's go through this. Let's see what you've done. Let's see what you can do. Let's see. Because sooner or later, I mean, it's something you have to choose to stop doing. Because you can moderate all sorts of behaviors, but you can't stop eating. And moderating a behavior is much more difficult than just obliterating. I mean, obviously you can give up smoking, not only with no harm, but with great benefit. You can stop drinking alcohol or drugs with not only no particular downside, but huge upside. But you can't stop eating food. You die. So,
Glennis says, paying for groceries with exact change.
That's what we're going to ban. Oh, because people sit there with their little coin purses and are counting out the last cents. That's why credit cards were invented, right?
Yeah. I mean,
just swipe.
And me personally, I hardly ever carry cash anymore, especially
I don't either.
Coins and stuff. I swipe my check card for just about everything.
Well, I do it for a couple of reasons. First of all, because when I was very young, at one point, I was working, it was my first day at the May DNF in Denver. And for some reason, I can't remember exactly why it was that I collected, a whole bunch of us were going to go up to Red Rocks, and so everybody gave me their money. And so I had like $200 or $300 in cash in my pocketbook, which got stolen on my first day. And I had to replace that. And so as a result, if I have $40 in cash, that's a lot for me. Because I'm just waiting for it to be stolen, which it has been stolen a couple of times, but not nearly to that extent. And I carry credit cards. I use credit cards for everything because, first of all, if it gets stolen, you can call up the credit card company and they will stop it. So you're not really out. Number two, it gives me a record because with cash, I never remember exactly where I spent the money. Whereas with a credit card, it's there. It just seems to me an easier way of keeping track of it. Number three, that somehow a credit card doesn't seem like real money. As long as it's writing a check or writing, it's the cash that's, oh my goodness, I just spent that. Okay, keep going.
Peg says, cell phones and other digital things during family time.
You know, I can't tell you how many people I was out for Easter dinner. And everybody at the table was on their phone. I mean, it was just, I thought, you know, are we losing the ability to actually talk with one another? It was a really scary kind of icky thing. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right. I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know. Hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need, right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's the phone number. You can just write it down, 855-993-7569. Anna, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Dr. Joy, my question is about how to extract yourself from a potential friendship association without hurting somebody's feelings.
Okay, and give me the specifics.
Well, what happened is this is a coworker, and I'm a part-timer. She's a very nice woman. She's, a little younger than I am. We're both middle-aged. And she kindly makes this remark, well, maybe we'll have lunch together sometime. And I turn around and make the polite, oh, yes, that sounds nice. We should do that sometimes. You know, it's one of those polite exchanges you think is going nowhere. Well, she took it to the bank. Comes running up to me. She's got a calendar. Oh, we can set it up for next month, blah, blah, blah. And so I'm thinking, okay, yeah, I can do this. The next thing I know, I get a phone call over the weekend. I can't make up this date, but call me this over the weekend. This is the holiday. Let me know. We can have another date, blah, blah, blah. I can see you this and this. In the meantime, I've kind of reconsidered my faux pas, the egg on my face. I like her. She's a pleasant person. I don't like gossip. I detect that on her. When I work, I like things to be very cordial, and I don't like tittle-tattle. So I'm trying to. I'm going to honor my commitment, but I don't want to encourage this.
Okay. Do you have any reason to assume that she's a gossip?
Well, yeah, because she has gossiped. She has come up to me and said things about the other staff members.
All right. Well, let me just help you with that to begin with, because that may help. First of all, it sounds that she's probably lonely. Especially if she's calling on holiday weekends, may not have family.
Well, she's got a husband. I think she has a couple of kids because she's saying she's cooking over the holidays. I know she's married.
Okay. Well, it's just most people tend not to call over holidays, although who knows? Maybe one of her kids made an appointment with her husband or something, and so she just felt she didn't want it to get away from her. But let me sort of back up with the gossip stuff, which is to nip that in the bud now, because for two reasons. First of all, if you nip it in the bud, she may be a lot less interested in having lunch because she may view you as a potential ally or potential sort of conduit for gossip. And if you make that and you can do that very, very sweetly, but very firmly by just saying, do you know what? I was once the object of some gossip, and I made myself a promise then and there that I would never, ever listen to gossip or gossip about anybody. And so if you make it yourself as opposed to, I think gossip is evil, or I can't believe you're saying that about somebody, or if you'd say it about me, you'd probably say it about somebody else. If you just make it, this happened to me once, and I was gossiping about somebody and they overheard it, whatever you want, whatever works best for you. And I made myself a promise then and there that I would never, ever do that again, that I would never listen to gossip, and I would never gossip with anybody. So it's just something that I just can't do. And that may help. Again, she may be less interested in lunch when that happens, but even if it doesn't, then when lunch happens, then you know that she's not going to talk about anybody because you've already set the limit and reinforced it in the time between now and whenever you have lunch with her.
Well, I feel like I have been mugged by a puppy. I mean, she's a nice person, but it's like, I realize I made a mistake. Right.
Well, but again, if she's not gossiping, it may be that, the having lunch and talking recipes or talking movies.
So.
Pardon?
I hope so.
Well, but you can set it up that way.
Mm-hmm.
And look, one of several things is going to happen. If you make it very clear between now and then, no gossip under any circumstances. And you're very clear about it. You can have a smile on your face. You can make eye contact, but you have to be absolutely adamant about it. And should it come up again, say, wait a minute, you forgot that I'm the anti-gossip girl. And you just have to keep reinforcing it, number one. So at lunch, either I assume she's not going to call it off, but so there's some possibility once she realizes you're not going to gossip, she may be less interested. But let's assume for a moment she's going to continue the lunch. If she starts gossiping again, you're going to say, look, remember we had this discussion. I physically can't do gossip. And so either you'll find some other things to talk about, and which would be great. I mean, it may be that they're movies. It may be that they're recipes. It may be that they're politics. It may be that you both think that that saltwater taffy is the end of civilization as we know it. I mean, you may find her as an interesting person who has some other things to talk about. And if you have nothing to talk about, then neither of you are going to be interested in another lunch because there's nothing to talk about. There's nothing going on here.
Yeah, I'd like to keep it. I like to, since she's a coworker, I want to keep it on a professional level. And I realize that I just sort of did like an ouch. I should not have said that.
But it's hard to say absolutely no to it based on no reason.
Yes, when someone's extending is being friendly and cordial.
I don't know. I don't think you need to beat yourself up on it. I think as long as that you can keep the relationship. As I said, if the two of you have things in common, it may be kind of fun, just because both of you are interested in basset hounds. You're not going to do gossip. Gossip is completely off the table. If there's nothing to talk about, there's nothing to talk about, so there's no reason for another lunch. If there is stuff to talk about, then it may be something that you would do as a foursome, you and your husband would do with she and her husband or not. So I would go into it with an open mind. You can be a little bit leery about it, but I would establish the no gossip rule well before the luncheon, because that way there are no surprises for either of you, and she's not going to feel that you misled her, that she's there having lunch with you under false pretenses.
Yeah, well, there's enough time, because it's not set until next month, and I thought if when I go in, if she starts something, maybe just best kind of just change it.
Well, but you're going to start it well before that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, presumably she's going to chat with you between now and then, and if she brings up anybody, you're going to say, look, this is just one of those things I just simply physically can't do. I literally make myself sick when I do it, so I can't do it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Doctor. That's a good way. I hadn't thought about it that way.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. And it may be as simple as both of you. It's just a nice time to get out of the office, or maybe you invite other people along. But, I think it's okay to go into it with the idea of let's see what happens. But the no gossip rule, I think all of us would be much happier at work if it was the no gossip rule. And of course, it is nearly inevitable, because people are the most interesting thing on the planet. And most of us think about how much more time you spend with your coworkers than you do with your family. I mean, you can say, well, all right, I only spend 8 hours a day at work, but there's probably at least an hour on either side of that that's commuting. So that's 10 of the 24. You probably sleep for 8 of the remaining 14, or sleep 6 hours. So even if you spend all of that time with your family, which of course you do not, let's not kid ourselves, and part of that is spent online, part of it is spent in front of the television set, part of it you're brushing your teeth. If you spend a couple of hours, I remember when I was a therapist and in private practice, and I would do marriage work with people, the deal would be you have to spend, in addition to the hour once a week you spend with me, you have to spend an hour a day with one another, focusing on your marriage, not your kids, not your mother-in-law, not the mortgage, you can't be watching television. You have to be talking with each other. And it was an extraordinary kind of difficult thing to convince people of, an hour a day, 7 hours out of 168. And we subtracted. And the other deal was that I made them, they had to go out after the therapeutic session with me and spend at least 2 hours with each other that day. It's extraordinary how many people wouldn't or couldn't do it. And how are you expecting the relationship to improve, let alone sustain, if you're not spending that amount of time on it? So the point being, we spend a great deal more time with our coworkers than we do with our mates, by and large. Not to mention the time spent with our mates where we've got kids involved, or we're walking the dog, or we're cooking, or all those other kinds of things. So, but work should still be about competence. That you can be friendly at work. But I agree. I think it's the MASH philosophy of life, that somehow we find all of our goodies. We find our friendships, our love life, our enemies, our friends, our recreation, our mentors, our health care, our social life, all in one place is ridiculous. MASH did us all a great disservice. It was a television program, folks. It was not life. It wasn't even Korean MASH units. It was, and I think that's one of the reasons that it endured and it was so appealing, is that it was such it's perfectly American, that you could be so efficient, you could get all this stuff in one place. And of course, there was no reason to go outside of it, because it was enemy territory and it was war going on. So there was even a reason for it. Very American. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed. Tina, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi.
Hi, Tina.
My question to you is, how do I get my daughter-in-law to realize that my family would like to partake in some holidays with them? My husband and I both work retail, so it's difficult to, you know, get a certain day off. But like Easter, when I plan something for them, it's always last minute. They have to change it or they can't do it on that day. But they spend every holiday with her parents and not with us at all. I feel like I get shortchanged with my grandchildren. And I play this stupid and cheerful because I want to make sure that, you know, I'm not interfering with what they're doing. And I'm grateful for the little bit of time that I do have, but it's never holiday related. And I don't know how to cross that without complaining, but getting them to realize that, hey, you know, Mom and Dad are here too. And, you know, we might like an hour or 2 hours or whatever.
How far away from you does your daughter-in-law live?
20 minutes.
So, okay. How far away is she from her parents?
5 minutes.
Okay, good. Yesterday, we're talking about Easter or Passover?
Well, Easter, because this is the latest holiday that's come up.
Okay. So what was the situation with her parents on Easter?
Well, I had planned like 6 weeks prior. I said, I'd like to do this with the kids for Easter. Would you like to come up? We'll go to brunch. There was Easter egg hunt. And okay. the animals at this place we were going to.
Okay.
And I was told that we'd
but
do this.
You didn't actually answer my question. The question you answered is, what did you plan with her? My question is, what did she have planned with her family?
Nothing at the moment. I was not told there was anything.
Yeah, but honey, look, let me just give you the lay of the land. Presumably, because you're a daughter as well, that families daughters tend to be, whether it's fair or not, tend to be closer to their families. And so I don't know if you divided the time equally between your family and your husband's family when your kids were little. If you did, fantastic, but it's certainly not necessarily the rule. So even, and it sounds like you're the one who plans in advance, so you're going to get your feelings hurt because she's going to... her mother tends to be last minute, and she's going to go do her mother's. So you're going to get your feelings hurt all the time. There are several ways around that. One is, do you get along with her mother?
Yes. We don't see each other often, but...
Okay, so here's one of the ways of doing this, of saying, now, how many brothers and sisters does your daughter-in-law have?
One.
Okay. How many brothers and sisters does your son have?
One.
Okay. Does your daughter-in-law's sib live in-state or out-of-state?
In-state.
Okay, and relatively close?
Yes.
Is that true of your son as well? Is your other child relatively close and in-state?
Out-of-state.
Okay, so that person is less of an issue?
Yes.
Okay, so here's one of the possibilities, and you can do it today. Because Easter was yesterday. Come up and say, hey, listen, how about if we coordinate on the next holiday, which would probably be Mother's Day, which is the complicated one, so that you tell me, I'll give you first dibbies on Mother's Day if you give me first dibbies on the 4th of July, or you don't even have to do that. You can say, I'll give you first dibbies, because you've got two kids to negotiate. I just have the one because Sydney lives out of state. And I'd love to be able to plan on it. I know I'm a bit more of a less of a spontaneous person than you are. That will make it positive. So if you can tell me what you'd like to do, I'll plan around it. And then you guys can present as a united mother's front to your daughter-in-law what you're going to do. Because it sounds to me, it's not that she doesn't want to do it. It's that you're a planner. You do it ahead of time. She's presumably close to her mom. But if the two mothers plan it, so you're already coordinated, my guess is that you're, without looking like a pill, in fact, you'll look like a hero because you've deferred to your counterpart. You're planning around her. And the other thing, possibility is, especially for like Mother's Day, you can be a real hero by saying, how about if we, you know, if I invite you, you know, Sarah and Sydney over, and, you know, we'll do mother-in-laws at my house, or, you know, we'll take everybody to a restaurant or whatever, which may not work, but at least you're appearing to be gracious and inclusive and willing to go along with it. Because especially as the kids get older, it's going to be much more complicated. But if the deals are worked out so that the mothers sort of coordinate, then your daughter-in-law is going to feel much less conflicted.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I didn't want to speak to either one of them because I don't want them upset with me.
Well, but you don't have to do it that way. You can make it, gee, you know, we've got Mother's Day coming up, and it occurs to me it's going to feel, you know, that all of us would like to get together. And, and you can even do it on the guise of, well, gee, I thought I'd host brunch for everybody, for your two kids, for my one kid and for you, and she may not go along with that. It doesn't make any difference whether she does or doesn't, because you're already presenting this as I'm being so thoughtful and so generous, and so I'm extending so much courtesy. And then you can move into the, okay, for Easter, how about if you and I coordinate for holidays so that either we can spend them together or I'll defer to you so that I get to see the grandkids and you get to see the grandkids and we don't have sugared up kids and, you know, whether we're doing Christmas Eve and Christmas Day or we're doing Thanksgiving. As I said, when I grew up, I had three sets of grandparents, so all this was complicated by, you know, essentially doubled. And so we would have Thanksgiving Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, which is a lot of turkey, and Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and Easter, I think Easter breakfast, and my mother had us all convinced that we did Easter egg hunts on Mondays because she would go ahead. My mother was great at hitting all the stores today and getting all the stuff for half price. So, mm-hmm. But she didn't tell me. So in college, when I organized the Easter egg hunt, it was the wrong day, which was humiliating. But so
and I can do before and after. I'm okay with that because
yeah, exactly.
I want to be included. That's all.
Yep. Rather than putting your daughter-in-law in the middle, just deal with her mom today, and when the next major holiday is Mother's Day, you can, again, by offering, you appear to be not the least bit whiny, not saying, gee, I never get to see anybody, but you're saying, I'd like to include, and whatever she decides, whatever she's willing to negotiate, you're ahead.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I knew you'd have the right answer. I've been mulling this over for a while now, so...
Good, and then you've got it set up, and you can do it a year in advance. I mean, you can do one does Christmas Eve, one does Christmas Day, or you get you get Easter dinner, we get Thanksgiving. I mean, you can and you can negotiate. But the good news is nobody has to get on an airplane except your absent sib, and it makes things much easier. When people live 4 and 5 hours apart, it's almost impossible to do that. But you've got everybody in the within spitting distance. So, okay.
Exactly. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.